Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Tes, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the final stretch, the last daf of Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basros. At the end of the daf, the Gemara said that Eifa, he was the name of an Amora, Tani Shavuos Bei Rabba. He learned Masech the Shavuos Bei Rabba, and Pogah Ba'avimi Yachor. After he finished learning Masechta Shavuos, he met his brother Avimi, and they started talking and learning regarding Masechta Shavuos. Avimi asked Eifa questions, and Eifa seemed to keep on getting it wrong. The last exchange that they had was Avimi asked Eifa, what would be if a person swears, Shaloi Oichal Eser, he swears he won't eat 10 Te'inim, let's say, V'teisha, and then afterwards he swore again that he's not going to eat 9. So he told him back, Einichai V'lachas, it's a case where a person essentially made two shvuos saying the same thing, because once the person swore that he's not going to eat 10 te'enim, bechlal eser teisha, bechlal masayim mana, obviously he means he won't eat 9 either. So if that's the case, the second shvuo of shaloi oichal teisha is not going to be chal. So in the event that this person would in fact eat 10, if he ate it b'shoigig, eini chayv alachas, he's only going to be chayv one carbon oil of a yoyret. Amalei ishtabash, he told him you're making a mistake. Eser hu deloy achal, hatesha mi achal. It's not true, because the second shvuah is actually adding on the first shvuah. The first shvuah was, I won't eat 10. Meaning, if I only eat 9, there's no iser. Now that he said, shvuah shaloy oichal teisha, he's adding. He's saying that not only can't I eat 10, I even can't eat 9. As a result, the second shvuah is chal. Once the second shvuah is chal, if this person would in fact eat 10, he would be chayiv for the shvua shalai yoichal eser, that was the first shvua, and for the second shvua shalai yoichal tesha. In other words, Eifa got the wrong answer. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Zimdin demishkachas al lahode Eifa kidamar. I could actually make Eifa's halacha work, meaning Eifa's halacha, shvua shalai yoichal eser, shvua shalai yoichal tesha, ini chayiv ala achas, even though at first glance Avimi told Eifa he's wrong, but I have a scenario where what Eifa said is right, ini chayiv ala achas. How's that? Rabbi said, Shvuah shaloi yoichal te'enim v'anovim. If a person swore that he's not going to eat te'enim and anovim, v'chazav v'amar, and then he swore a second time, Shvuah shaloi yoichal te'enim. So the halach is both shvuah sachal. Why? Because the second shvuah is moisif on the first shvuah. The first shvuah was, I won't eat te'enim and anovim. The second shvuah was, I won't even eat only te'enim. It's similar to shvuah shaloi yoichal eser, shvuah shaloi yoichal tesha, where Avimi said the halacha is there's two shvuahs. It's not in shvuah chal al shvuah, because the second shvuah was being moist. Stating that, Rabbi continued, he said, v'achal te'enim. What if this person ate te'enim? So right now, what did he do? He was over the second shvuah. The second shvuah was shvuah shaloi yoichal te'enim, and he was over half of the first shvuah, because the first shvuah was shvuah shaloi yoichal anovim and shvuah shaloi yoichal te'enim. The hifrish karbin, and he was mafrish a karbin, he did it b'shoigig for the fact that he ate te'enim, meaning for the fact that he was over the second shvuah. V'achakach ochal anovim l'fintayim, and afterwards he ate anovim only. So you would think at this point that he should have to now bring a second carbon. Again, assuming he did a b'shoigig. Because when he ate the te'enim, he was over the second shvuah. Now that he ate the anovim, it comes out he ate te'enim and anovim, which was the subject of the first four. So you would think, at this point, he should be chayiv to bring a second carbon. Stating that, Rabbi said, the halacha is chatzi shir, v'chatzi shir lo mechayiv carbon. That when you ate the anovim, you were only eating half of what you had said you're going to eat. We don't mean chatzi shir, as in the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah. It's a misnomer. What we mean is he ate half of what he had sworn he wasn't going to eat, and it's for that reason he's not going to have to bring a carbon. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is a very big chiddush. Meaning, it's true. If a person swears shalei oichal te'enim v'anovim, and then he swears again, shvur shalei oichal te'enim, and he eats te'enim v'anovim, he should be chayiv twice. For eating te'enim and anovim, he's chayiv for the first shvur. For eating te'enim, he's chayiv for the second shvur. How could the second shvur be chal? Because it was moisif on the first shvur. So it comes out there are two shvurs ba'olam, and you clearly violated both shvurs. Stating that if you were mafresh a carbon for eating te'enim, in between the time that you ate the te'enim and the time that you ate the anovim, it's considered a hefsik, so that we can't be mitzarif anymore, the achilas te'enim and the achilas anovim, for you to be chayiv for shvuah shaloi oichal te'enim ve'anovim. And why were you mafresh a carbon? Because you had violated the second shvuah. So when you violated the second shvuah, and at that point it was only the second shvuah, because you only ate te'enim and you were mafresh a carbon, so it's very good. It's afreshas carbon for the second thing that for the second shvuah that you were over. But now if you eat anovim, you can't be mitzarif the achilas teinim and the achilas anovim, because the afroshas carbon is considered a mafsik. It's a mechalik. Once it's a mafsik, if you later eat anovim, you're not going to be chayiv for the anovim. So he said very gishmak abaya, hochinami. I could tell you, maybe that's what Eifa heard. In the same case, if a person swears, I won't eat 10, and then he swears, I won't eat 9. What did Eifa say? What was the kasha? Why you only chayv 1? You should be chayv 2. Says you ate 9. The hifrish carbon. Why were you mafresh a carbon? Because when you ate 9, b'shoigig, you were over the second shvuah. So you're now obligated to bring an oil of a yoyred. The achar kach, after you were mafresh the carbon, you ate the 10th one, ochal asiris. Havelo asiris chatzishir. That asiris can't be mitzarif anymore to the first 9, because the carbon is mafsik, the carbon is mechalik, just like in the 2 shvuahs with tenim and anovim and then te'enim. So the asiris itself, that's chatzi, that's only part of the shvuah. So maybe that's what Eifa meant when he said, it's true, if it was a classic case where the person ate 10 behelim echad, then of course he'd be chayiv too. The halacha b'mayaskina, where you were mafresh a carbon after you were over one of the shvuos, the second shvuah. At that point, you can't be mitzarif anymore, the 10th with the 9, and that's why, einu chayiv elo achaz. Zok the Mishnah.
It's mashman stolasa.
I hear. Eizo yishvu ashav. Right, it's just the chiddush in the carpet. Eizo yishvu ashav. So, go from shvuas bitui to shvuas shav. So, what's shvuas shav? Shvuas shav is one of the 10 commandments. It's one of the Aseres Hadibros. The Torah says, lo yisisa shem Hashem alokecho lashav, ki lo yinake Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if somebody swears in vain, it's so chomer, lo yinake Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. What's an example of Shvuah Shav? And the Mishnah gives several examples. Nishba l'shayna says, this is the most well-known example. If a person swears about something that everybody knows is not true. For example, Omar Alamuchal Evan, Shuz shows up. So you have a beam that's made of stone, and this person swears in the name of Hashem that it's really gold. Va'al ish, shehu isha. Va'al ho isha, shehi ish. Those are examples, classic, quintessential examples of a nishba l'shanes esayadu la'adam of shvuah shav. Nishba adav ashi efshaloi. If a person swears about something that's not possible to happen, and loyro isi gomel shaprech baver. So he swears regarding a flying camel. The Gemara will explain this. Then loyro isi nachash kekeres beisabat. Or he swears about the fact that he saw a snake that was like the beam of an olive press. Or if somebody goes over to 2 Eidim who saw Eidus that would help him in court, and he's tevei them, and he says, will you please come on my behalf and testify? And they say, shvuah shaloi na'idech. We swear we will not testify on your behalf. Meaning, I agree, we saw what you think we saw, but we're not going to do it. That's also an example of shvuah shav. Why? Because they're obligated to say Eidos. The Torah says, v'mlo yagid v'nos avoinos. So if you see Eidos and you know Eidos that could benefit somebody, you have an obligation to go to Bezdin and actually testify. So if these people would swear shvuah shaloi na'idech, essentially, they're swearing to be mevatel a mitzvah, and this is a chiddush. If someone swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, it's a shvuah shav. And the Mishnah says in Mefurish, nishba levatel sa mitzvah, shaloi lasoi sukkah, v'shaloi liter lulav, v'shaloi lahaniach tefillin. These are all examples of nishba levatel sa mitzvah. And if someone's nishba levatel sa mitzvah, it's shvuah shav. So it's interesting, because we spoke out earlier in the week, love this, when it comes to nishba levatel sa mitzvah, ain't shvuah chal al shvuah, the shvuah is not chal. Is it not chal at all, or is it only not chal le'inyin carbon, the ran in the darim dav chesamad aleph? But here's another wrinkle, another sif katan in the laws of nishba levatel sa mitzvah, that in addition to the shvuah's bitui component, there's a shvuah shav component. Because if a person swears that he's going to be mevatel a mitzvah, even though technically he could, but being that he doesn't have a right to do it, it's not something that you're allowed to do. It's for that reason it actually falls under the purview of shvuah shav, and it falls into the geder of kilo yinake Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, zuhi shvuah shav. These are examples of shvuah shav. Shechayoven al zdoine makis, val shigigoso pater. If someone's over shvuah shav, what's the halacha? If he does it, b'mezid, malkis. Why? I thought it's a lav she'im b'maisa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yishum Rashbi, we had it earlier in the parak. It says, Kilo yinake Hashem, Hashem huda ina menake, avo bezdin shel mata, menake noisai, umalke noisai. So there is malkus. This is a chiddush, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. Chutz mi nishban meimar umakabel, mekalel, one of the 3 times where there's malkus even for a lav shein b'mais. So if somebody's over shvuah shav, number 1, chayoven al zdoina makis, va'al shigigasa pata, but at the same time, There's no Eilaviyayr. Chvush Eichel Kikarzu. If a person swears that he's going to eat this kikar, and then he swears again, Shvush Eloy Eichlana. I swear I'm not going to eat this kikar. So he made two shvuos that contradicted each other. First, he swore he's going to eat the kikar, and then he swore he's not going to eat the kikar. So what's the halacha? Harishayna shvuos bita. The first shvuos is a good shvuos bita. That's a regular shvuos Eichel Kikarzu. Vahashniya, the second shvuos shav. Because at this point, you're a nishba levatal as a mitzvah. Once you swore shvuah sha'eichel, you can't swear shvuah sha'loi eichel. Because at this point, I'm swearing levatal. And if you're a nishba levatal, the Mishnah just said, zuhi shvuah shav. That's a shvuah shav. And it's for that reason, says the Mishnah, achlo, if this person goes now and he eats, over al shvuah shav, he's going to be over on the shvuah shav. Loi achlo, if he doesn't eat, Avra Shvuos Bitoy, he'll be over on the Shvuos Bitoy. The Shvuos Bitoy was Shvuos Ha'eichla. So if he doesn't eat, he's over on the Shvuos Bitoy. If he does eat, he's over on the Shvuos Shav. It sounds like, by the way, he's only over the Shvuos Shav if he eats. But if he doesn't eat, he's not over the Shvuos Shav. L'chura, Manav Shach, he should be over the Shvuos Shav. The Shvuos Shav is a Shvuos Shav. Whether you eat or you don't eat, it's the Gemara's Kasha later in the Gemara. Sakta Gemara, Amarula. So the Mishnah gave examples of Eizohi Shvuos Shav. First example was Nishba Lishanois Esa Yadul On. First person swears to be Mishana, something that everybody knows is true. And the Mishnah gave examples. Alamud Shal Evan Shu Shal Zah, Valo Isha Hu Isha, Valo Isha Shehi Ish. That's the classic, that's Rashi's example in Chumash of Parshas Yisroi. That's the classic Shvua Shav. Amarulu, what does it mean Yadua? For who should Nikol Gimel B'nei Adam? Three people have to be aware of it. You'd think Yadua means everybody knows. But the Ula says if three people know something and you swear not that way, that's considered already Shvua Shav. Nishbal Dava Shi Efshar Loi. So what was examples of Dava Shi Efshar? In Loi Ro'isi Gomel Poireach Ba'aver. So if you read the words in the Mishnah seems to be saying, a person swearing that I didn't see a Gomel Shal Poireach Ba'aver. Right? Read the Mishnah. Nishbal Dava Shi Efshar Loi. A person swore regarding something that's not possible. For example, im loy ro'isi, he's swearing that I did not see a gomel shapeirech ba'aver. Freik de Gemara, shvuah she ro'isi loy kamar. The Lashon HaMishnah was not that the person swore that he did see a gomel peirech ba'aver, a camel flying in the air. May im loy ro'isi. It says he's swearing that he didn't see it. That's not nishba l'shanay sasayadua. Why is that shvuah shav? Abaye Amar, Abaye said, you're right, tini, you have to edit it, shvuah shero yisi. Even though the Mishnah says, lay ro yisi, Abaye says that's not the correct girsa in the Mishnah, but rather the correct girsa in the Mishnah would be shvuah shero yisi. Rav Amar, Rav says, ba'oyme yasur kol peris shabayla malai. It's talking about where a person made a neder. He said, I want all the peris in the world to be asur to me, or maybe it was a shvuah, but the point is, the person's creating some iser, al yidei his dibor, and he makes it contingent. What's the contingency? He creates a tenai. I only want this iser to be in effect if I didn't see a gomel perech ba'aver. That's the lashon of loy ro'isi. Not swearing that I didn't see a gomel perech ba'aver. He's creating a ned. He's creating a shvua. He's making it contingent upon im loy ro'isi. And it's for that reason, if it was a shvua, that it's going to be Shavuot Shav. But the Rishonim all ask, Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rishonim all ask, how'd you make it any better? At the end of the day, why is this a Shavuot Shav? He said he wants the Shavuot to be Chal in Lo Ro'isi. So the assumption is he didn't see it, because if you think you saw a camel flying, you need help. It's not something that you can see. So essentially, he's creating a nice shvua. He just, for whatever reason, made it dependent on a silly tonight. But at the end of the day, why is that a Shavuot Shav? Shavuot Shav would be where there's something wrong with the shvua. It's shvua sheker and some. This is not a shvua sheker. Why would this be deemed to be a shvua shav? Says the Ramban, pshat in the Gemara must be that being that most people don't want peiros ba'olam to be asur to them, back in the day, if you couldn't eat fruit, there were slim pickings after that. So if he can't eat peiros, what's he going to eat? So it's not mistaber that a person wants to go asur kol peiros ba'olam alai. So it's yutachi, you know what the person is saying? I'll make all the peiros ba'olam asur if I didn't see a gomel perech ba'aver. Nobody wants to make peiros asur. So probably what he's implying is that he really did see a gomel perech ba'aver. So as if he swore he saw a gomel perech ba'aver, it's for that reason it's going to be a shvua shav. But ultimately, Ravina the Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, I don't understand this whole halacha. Let's go with Abaye's pshat, the simpler pshat of the Mishnah. Abaye said, the second example the Mishnah gives of a shvua shav is if somebody swears shvua shero yisi, not the girsa that we have in the Mishnah, shvua shero yisi gomel shapereach baver. So if a person says, I swear I saw a gomel, a camel flying, Malkis, Kilo Yinaka Hashem. It's horrible. It's very, very chomer. Frank the Gemara, Ravina told Rav Ashi, maybe when this person said Gomel, he didn't really mean Gomel. Maybe what he meant was he saw a bird. It was so big, it was the size of a Gomel. He's exaggerating. It wasn't really the size of a Gomel, but it was really, really big. But the point is, maybe that's what he meant. What's the kasha? How could Bezin give a malchus? Does this person have a right to walk into Bezin with an alibi? He's going to hire a good Jewish lawyer, and he's going to tell him, listen, this is what we're going to say. When you said gomel, you didn't mean gomel. Because it's true. Whoever saw a gomel at Brech Bahavar, it's a silly thing. You saw a big bird. It was like a gomel. And that's why, is that a good argument? That was Ravina asked Rav Ashi. Meaning, maybe this person can come with a koyach hatayna and say, I didn't mean gomel. Gomel would be shvushav. I meant to say, I saw a really big bird. That's not shvushav. Meaning, would Bezin give him malchus or would Bezin not give him malchus? It sounds like Bezin would give him malchus. It sounds like he has no koyach hatayna to get out of this situation. Freak the Gemara, why not? Amalei Ravina le Rav Ashi. Why can't he say that? The Chitema says the Gemara, Basar Pumei Azlinon. You're going to tell me because a person can't say that even though I said one thing, I really meant something else. That's a very slippery slope to go down. In the sugyas of Nashim Nezikin, it's known as Dvarim Shabalev, but you want to start going down that road and you want to say that even though the person said gomel, he didn't mean gomel, he meant tzipa the size of a gomel, but says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that in Hilcha Shvuos, a person could say that. Because what Tanya learned in a Braisa, when they used to be Mashbiya somebody in Bezdin, for example, Shvuos Hadayonim. Shvuos Maite B'Miksa, Shvuos Eidechot, Shvuos HaPekodin. Omerle, they would tell him, Heavy Oidea, I want you to know before you swish, that you're going to say certain words in your Shvuah, and don't think that you have your own interpretation for these words, and as a result, based on your interpretation, you're going to be swearing truthfully, even though, clappy our understanding of what you're saying, you're swearing falsely. It's not the way it works. Rather, Ela Aldatenu V'Aldaz Bezdin. The definition of the words that you're going to utter right now are going to be based on our understanding of those words. And it's for that reason they would tell it to him to make him weird. Says the Gemara. Why do they have to tell this to him? My time, doesn't it sound like Labishum Darmina Duma is Kundari Yahivle? It sounds like, because otherwise, let's say this person's going to swear that I paid back the money that's owed to me. There's a Toyin Venitin, there's a Shailon Bezdin right now, and Reuven is being tevei money from Shimon. Shimon says, I already paid you. He say, really? Swear. Whatever the case was, you have to swear. The person's going to go up and he's going to swear that I gave $100 to Reuven. Now, he really didn't give $100 to Reuven. So he's swearing falsely, right? No, because in his mind, he decided that he uses the word $100 to describe something else that he actually did give Reuven. So he's going to go over to Reuven, he's going to give him something. He's going to give him something narish. Then he's going to swear he gave him the $100, swearing not on what people understand being $100, but based on what he really gave him. And as a result, it's not going to be a shvuah shekel. So that's what they tried preempting. So they told him, listen, loy al daitcha anu mashpia noischa, ela al datenu valtaz bezdin. But it certainly sounds like that ordinarily a person can play this game. And a person could say that I'm going to say gomel. I don't really mean gomel, I mean tzipor, I'm just going to say gomel. So why is it so poshet that this person gets malchus for swearing shvuasher or isi gomel shaperech baver? Why can't he have a taina? Again, assuming he has this taina. But why can't a person come with a taina and say that I didn't mean gomel? I meant a tzipor, and as a result, we're going to prevent him from giving malchus. Says the Gemara, no. Really, when a person swears, he swears aldas what people think he's saying is. So if a person says gomel, it means gomel. And if a person says money, it means money. And you can't start playing mind games and saying, I swear I gave you money because I gave you a piece of paper, and in my mind, a piece of paper means money. Why then did they have to tell this person that they were making swear in Bezin? It's because there was a Maisa Shahaya once. What happened was, there was a person that once had a swear in Bezin that he gave money back to his malva. So what he did was, he gave him a little brown paper bag, and he said, will you hold this for me, please? And he said, sure, I'll hold it. And there was money inside. And then he went into Bezin, and he swore that he gave him the money. But, so he didn't swear falsely. But really, what Bezin meant was that you give him the money, b'toiris piroyin for the chayv. So on that level, we have to bavar, because really, he's swearing truthfully. He's not making up definitions. He's not starting to call a tzipa or a gomel. That's not what's going on over here. He's actually telling the truth. So for that type of thing, we tell him, that if you punk snuck a few dollars into his pocket when he wasn't looking or in some conniving way, that won't be a kiyum of your shvuah. So realize, when you swear that you didn't give him money, it means our understanding of giving money. He didn't pay up the chayv, but not that be medayik from there that a person could start making up definitions. Zok Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a geshmakaraya. V'chei matzino k'sheshbiya Moshe es Yisrael. So at this point we're familiar with mushba v'oimid me'ar Sinai. That when the Yidden stood at the foot of our Sinai, tachtes ahar, ke'ish echad b'lev echad. And they said, nasev v'nishma, v'teru shebiksav. And then it was kofalein har kegigis, v'teru shebalpet. Not only did they say, I will accept the Torah, but they swore that they'll accept the Torah. And that's why every Isser Torah has in it an Isser Shvuah. There's an Isser Shvuah component to every single Isser Torah. Says the Braisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashpia Klal Yisrael at that time, Amalami told him, Du'u, you should know. Shaloy al daitcham ani mashpia aschem. El al da'asam mokoyim val daiti. The same thing that Bezdin would tell every person that was swearing Shavuos Adayonim and Shavuos Abagadim, that's what they told him. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu ratcheted it up a little bit. He told him, I'm letting you know right now, you're swearing Aldaiti and Valdas HaMokin. So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks you're saying, that's what you're saying. Freit the Gemara, Vamai. Why did he have to do that? Leimelahu, why could he just keep it simple? He should have just said, Kaimu Maida Omar Eloika. Why did he just say, swear that you are going to do everything that Hashem said you have to do? And just use the word aleika. Why do you have to say that you're swearing al daiti v'aldas amok? Says the Gemara, lav, isn't the reason? Because maybe what Klal Yisrael is going to think in their minds is really we want to be Eved Avodah Zarah. We're not really holding by being Mekabel the Torah. And we're going to do everything aleika says. But you know aleika is to us? We're going to make up that some of the Zohar is called Aleka, and that's what we're really being Makabal. So to preempt that, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you can't do that. So your Shvua, that you're going to do what I say you're going to do, is based on my definition of Aleka. But the point is, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to say that you're swearing Al Daiti Valdas Amokim is because otherwise the Shvua could have been null and void. It could have been dead on arrival, because in their minds, they could have had in mind something else. So what do you see? A person could have in mind his own definition when it comes to the law of the Shvuas. But the Gemara says, lie. There it's different. There, because Klal Yisrael was swearing, I'm going to do everything that Aleka said we're going to do. And the problem is, Mishum Da'avid Yisgachavim Nami Yikri Aleha. Avodah Yisgachavim is called Aleha. Dechsev Alehei Chesev Velehei Zav. So being that Avodah Zarah is called Eloha, it's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to say Al Daiti. Because the Yidden are going to swear, we're going to observe everything that Eloha said. Is it Eloha, Lashon Kodesh, as in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it Eloha, Lashon Chayil, as in the Avodah Zarah? So to make it clear, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're swearing Al Daiti, Valdas HaMakim. But ordinarily, to make up a definition that's not a true definition, this was a true definition, but to make up a not true definition, for that, you don't have to worry, and Moshe Rabbeinu would never have had to preempt it. But the Gemara says, V'lei Melahu, Moshe Rabbeinu still could have got them to swear without telling him Al Daiti, Valdas HaMakim, not by using the word Aleka, because that's misleading, but rather use the word Torah. V'leimelu kaimu Torah. Be mekayim, everything it says in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say that, because Chod Torah, it sounds like only one of the Torahs. And we know there's two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. V'leimelu kaimu shtei Torahs. Okay, so why didn't he say, be mekayim the Torahs? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that they would have in mind Torahs Chatas and Torahs Asham. Again, that's why that in and of itself wouldn't be enough, unless you add Daiti Valdas HaMakim, to make it clear, you're swearing what I think Torah means. But the Gemara says, Kaimu Kola Torah Kula. Why didn't he say, swear that you're going to be Mekayim Kola Torah Kula? How else are you going to? Kola Torah Kula implies Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, and it's also clear that doesn't just mean Torah Chatas, Torah Sashen. So the Gemara says, no, then maybe the Yidden would have argued that we were really Mekayim one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Avodas Kechavim, the Amar Marcham, we're Avodas Kechavim, Shkol Kechavim, 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 and Avodas Kechavim is Shkol to Kechavim, Kechavim, Kechavim. So again, it wouldn't be clear that they were actually being Mekayim, Kechavim, 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 Kechavim. Why didn't you use the word mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Chada mitzvah kaimu. Sounds like all you have to do is one mitzvah. Mitzvahs. Why didn't you say, be mekayim mitzvahs? Tarti, it would have sounded like just two mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs kulon. Okay. Why didn't he say all the mitzvahs? That would imply everything. So the Gemara says, because mitzvah sitzes. They could have argued afterwards, we weren't really mekayim, we weren't really mekabel all the mitzvahs. We were mekabel one mitzvah. That shuckle to all the mitzvahs, and that is tzitzis. Not my mash kula mitzvah tzitzis. Kineged kol mitzvahs kula. V'leimelu kaimu sheish meyos v'shloish esrei mitzvahs. Why did he say be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs? So says the Gemara. Why did he do that? Why do you have to say al daiti val das hamakim? Why couldn't he just say, be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs? The Teretz is, because in their minds, they could have made up code words for what Taryag mitzvahs means. It doesn't mean the Taryag mitzvahs, it means something else. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying when he told them, listen, I'm warning you, I'm letting you know that when you swear that you're going to be mekabel the Torah or the Taryag mitzvahs or whatever lashon exactly was used, aleika, you're going to make that shvua based on my understanding and based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding. So if at some point later you want to wiggle out, you're going to have no way of wiggling out because you had already sweared. Tosfos, by the way, asks the obvious kasha. It sounds like the Moshe Rabbeinu was somehow concerned that the Yidden at some point are going to back out. So he tells them, swear. If he's worried that they're going to back out of the Kabbalah Satera, the Gerus and everything else that came along with what happened with the Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma, so for the same price, they'll back out of the Shvuah. Right? If I'm not buying in, I'll just walk away from everything. It sounded like somehow, even if the Yidden felt at some point they wanted to walk away from the original bris and for everything that took place, the shvuah was going to stop them, right? Tosfos doesn't have a kasha. Ktsas kasha. Ma hoysa may eles ha-shvuah. K'moy shayu yore sheyabdu avoydus kechavim. K'moy kein hayu loy lore pen yavru ha-shvuah. Why was the shvuah more of a deterrent than the mitzvahs themselves? An interesting kasha. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. So says the Gemara, don't you have a raya from this braisa, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashpia Klai Yisrael by Har Sinai, that you see that a person could make up definitions to words when he swears. So again, going back to the Mishnah gave an example of a Shvuah Shav. What was the example? A person swore Shero Isi Gomel Shapirech Ba'aver, or he saw Nachash Kekeres Beis Abad. And if a person swears, I saw a Gomel Perech Ba'aver, we give him Malkus, no questions asked. Omeli Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, why no questions asked? Let's find out if he really meant Gomel as in a Gomel. Maybe when he said Gomel, he meant Sipayra Rabba. He meant a really big bird. And you see that a person could swear and say later that he didn't really mean what the Olam thought he meant, because otherwise, why would Moshe Rabbeinu have had to tell Klai Yisrael when they were swearing, you're swearing al daiti v'al das hamokin? Let them swear would be mekabel the Taryag mitzvahs. Everyone knows what the Taryag mitzvahs means, the Teretz is, because he was preventing them from coming with this taina later. So you see, there is such a taina. If there's such a taina, why don't you have the taina in the Mishnah? Says, go on, l'tameich, according to you, you want to bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was concerned the Yidden were going to come with a taina later. Leimalu, why didn't he just tell them al daiti? Aldas hamokin lamadu. Why do you need aldaiti valdas hamokin? According to you, you're addressing the concern of them later saying, we didn't mean Taryag mitzvahs. We didn't mean Hashem. We didn't mean the Torah. We just meant we'll bring a chatas and an ashram. We didn't mean all the mitzvahs. We meant tzitzis. We didn't mean all the averis. We meant avay dazar. So just say, you're swearing, I'll die tea, and let's put an end to that. Something else is going on over here. Really, a person cannot do that. There's no such thing as a person saying later, I said Gomel, but I meant Sipur. What then was Moshe Rabbeinu preempting? Something else. The halacha is that if a person makes a shvuah, you can be shoyl on the shvuah. You have a right to be mat the shvuah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the Yidden later to be shoyl on the shvuah. You see how much shvuah Sar Sinai is a real shvuah. That there's even a concept of shayla. See, he didn't want them later to go to a rav, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The shvuah Sar Sinai is batal. See, now Moshe Rabbeinu got around that. The halacha is if somebody swears, but he makes his shvuah contingent upon the Kabbalah and the understanding of somebody else. If somebody swears al das, somebody else, you don't have a right to be matter that shvuah. The only time you could be matter that shvuah is if that other person agrees. But if there's someone else's das that's somehow involved in your shvuah, the halach is without that person's consent, you have no way of walking away from the shvuah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling. You're swearing al daiti, and Valdas HaMokin. So you can't be Matashvur. Because in order for you to be Matashvur, you need me to consent, and I'm not going to consent. And by the way, you need a Kodesh Baruch to consent. So it's not happening. So the bottom line is, there's no way for you to be Matashvur. He wasn't doing it to get them to understand that the definitions are what they are. You don't need Al-Daiti Valdas HaMokin to clarify what the definitions are. He was doing them to make it clear they're not going to be able to be Yishayel. Mishnah 7, Loi Reisi Nochash Akaris Beis Abad. The other example of a person swearing about something silly, first one was he saw a camel that was flying. The other one was he saw a snake that was like the beam of an olive press. Is it not true? Is it not possible to have such a snake? There was a snake in the days of Shvar Malko. There was a snake that was so big, it used to eat 13 storage houses of straw. This was pretty big. It was intense. So it sounds like it was Kekeres Beis Abad. So why is that a Shvur Shav? It's possible. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says no. What he meant, what this person meant when he swore, was bitarif. He meant to say that I saw a snake that had spots that looked like the grooves of the beam of an olive press. But the Gemara says, "Kulu nami mitrif trifin." Don't all snakes have such spots? So the Gemara says, "Meshagabay tarif." Now, usually they have it more like in the neck area, the throat area. Rashi says he swore that he saw it on its back. That's what was unusual. Meaning, it's not unusual to have a snake that's actually thick and as big as a Keres Beis Habat. It happened. Masa shahaya kachaya. But to have grooves like of a Beis Habat or spots that make it look like the grooves on a Beis Habat, that's really something that's l'shchiach. And that's the case of Shvuah Shav that he said. It's interesting that the Gemara says that there was this snake that used to eat 13 arvasa tivna. What came to mind is a Rashi in the Sechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the base. It's a Rashi tucked away in a very well-known Gemara, a well-known story. Every child knows the story of Yosef Maika Shabbos. So we know Yosef Maika Shabbos, and he buys a fish, he cuts open the fish, he finds a jewel, and he sells the jewel, he takes it to the shuk, he sells it, and he got 13 treasure chests, 13 chests full of gold. Says Rashi, was it really 13? No. Guzma ba'almahu. It's an exaggeration. Kaloi ma'hoin osok ma'oi. Just means it was a lot of money. Kach pirish rabbeinu alevi. Vechem b'chol mokoi. Wherever you find the number 13, it's a lashon guzma. Kigoyin tleiser gamli sveiki treifso chulon daf tzadik hayamid beis treiser tafchi deleil. He quotes a gemara earlier in Perek called Kisvei Masechta Shabbos. But 13 is lashon guzma. So 13 is lashon guzma. This 13 is probably also lashon guzma. The Marsha in that gemara says it's true. 13 is lashon guzma, but in that gemara wasn't a lashon guzma, because just like 13 is a lashon guzma, 13 is also a misper of kedusha. The yud gimel midas shatayu nidreshes bam yud gimel midas shal rachamim. You always find this idea of yud gimel, and being that Yosef Maika Shabbos was Mekadosh Shabbos, he was involved in Kedushas HaShabbos, he was Zoicha, that his Ashiris came, B'mispar HaKedusha, and the Mispar of Kedusha is the Mispar Yud Gimel, Ve'inka Mekoy Melaharach. I was just thinking, why would Yud Gimel be Mispar Guzma? Probably, I mean, I don't know, but it makes sense. It's because a child becomes a Gadol when he turns 13. So you want to suggest something was big, 13. Yud Gimel is Misper Godol. As a result, it became Misper Guzma. Shvuah Sha'eichel Kikrazu, Shvuah Sha'eichel. So the Mishnah said if a person swears that he's going to eat Kikrazu, and then he swears that he's not going to eat Kikrazu. So what's the halacha? The first Shvuah is a regular Shvuah's Bita. The second Shvuah is a Shvuah Sha. The first Shvuah is a Shvuah's Bita. Why not? The second Shvuah is a Shvuah Sha, because once you swear that you're going to eat it, you can't swear anymore that you're not going to eat it. So the Mishnah said, what are the halachic implications? Achla, if he eats it, about Shvuah Sha. He's over on Shvuah Shav. Meaning he's not over Shvuah's Bitoy, he's over Shvuah Shav. Lo yachlo, if he doesn't eat it, being that he swore he will eat it, so over al Shvuah's Bitoy, he's over on Shvuah's Bitoy. Says the Gemara, if he doesn't eat it, he's only over Shvuah's Bitoy. Hashtim Mishon Shvuah's Bitoy, Mechayim Mishon Shvuah's Lovim Mechayim, Harayotza Shvuah Shav. Why shouldn't you also be over Shvuah Shav? If you don't, Marav Shach, you should be over Shvuah Shav. If you eat it, you're over Shvuah Shav. If you don't eat it, you're over Shvuah Shav. Why is the second Shvuah Shvuah Shav? Because it was dead on arrival. You can't swear Shvuah Shlo Yechlenu. So you were over Shvuah Shav the second you recited the Shvuah. Who cares if later you ate it or you didn't eat it? I'm Rabbi Yermi, you're right. Tani, afal Shvuah's Bita. What we mean to say is, Loi Achla, you're over on the Shvuah Shav. You're also over on the Manav Shach, you're over the Shvuah Shav. The second Shvuah was dead on arrival. See, for sure over the Shvuah Shav. Were you over the Shvuah's Bita? It depends. You swore you're going to eat. If you eat, you're not over the Shvuah's Bitoy. Thus, you're only over the Shvuah's Shav. If you didn't eat, you're also over for the Shvuah's Bitoy. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Shvuah's Bitoy, Noi Heges, Ba'anoshim, Ubenoshim. The laws of Shvuah's Bitoy that involve Loyachel Devaroi, Malkus, Karbonai Leviyayret, Nishbal Levatel Asamitz, all the sugyas that we learned here in Perek Shvuah Shtayin Basra, the Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, and the ensuing sugya, says the Mishnah, apply to men and women equally. Bikroivin, Uberchaikin. It's true if the subject of the Shvuah was a car. Rashi says, for example, a person swears, I will give my relative kach v'kach. You don't say that being that he's a kariv, the Shvuah is not chal. No, what is that? No reason. Uberchaikin. Bikshayrim. It applies to someone that's kashal edus. Ubepsulin. Someone that's pasal edus. Bifnei bezin. Whether you swore in front of bezin. Vishalei bifnei bezin. Mi piyatz. But the Shvuah is only chal if you swore. Meaning if somebody else is mashpia you, for example, let's say you say, I'm not going to eat. And somebody else says, swear I'm not going to eat. And you say, I'm not going to eat. It wouldn't be chal. You yourself have to be the one that utters the word shvuah. The chayov and alzayin makis, yechayev malkis, assuming it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, v'al shigigas ha-karbon ha-elav yairit. We certainly know that. Shvuah sashav. What about a shvuah shav? It too. Nayeges ba'anashim u'banashim.
Just like a man could be Yovish for a Shav, a woman could be Yovish for a Shav. Berchaikim ubekraven. It's true if the Shvua Shav involved Kraven. Bikshayrim, someone that's Kashal Eidos, can make a Shvua Shav ubepsulin. Bifnei Bezim, Shlei Bifnei Bezim, Shvua Shav doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezim either. Umi Piatzmai, the same Allah. Chayovin is someone that's Yovish Shvua Shav. Alzdoina Malkis, Valshigigasa Pata. Shvua Shav, you get Malkis, even though it's Lav Sheim by Maisa, but there's no Allah of Karbon Oil of Yer. Achazu Vachazu, regarding Shvua's Bitoy and Shvua Shav, Hamuj Bipiacherim, if somebody else is mashbiya you, you're going to be chayiv. Now, didn't we just say a second ago that the only time you're chayiv shvuas bitei shvuas shav is if you yourself swear? But if somebody else is mashbiya you're not. So that's going to be the topic of the entire Gemara. For example, if he says, lo yachalti ayoyim, v'lo yinachti tfilin ayoyim, a person says, I'm not going to eat today. Shvuas shalo yoychal. Or I'm not going to put on to. And then a person says, mashbiyach ani, swear. Shvuas shalo yoychal ayoyim, is shvuas bitei. Shvuas, then I'm not going to put on tefillin. That's Shvua Shav. And the person says, swear, V'omar, Amen? And he says, Amen, Chayiv, at that point, he's going to be Chayiv. So either way, we have a few interesting halachas, right? Shvua's bitoy, Nehegas Banoshim, Ubanoshim. Why would Shvua's bitoy not be Nehegas Banoshim? Women are Chayiv in all ways. There's a few exceptions to the rule of Mishnah, Kedush, and Daf Chavtes, and Al. Women are Chayiv in all mitzvahs, Sase, She'inaz Mangaroma, and the Chayiv in all ways, Sase, except for Bal Takifu, Bal Tashchis. There's a few lois, Sase, that women are potterin. Shvua Shav and Shvua's bitoy. Why would you think women should be potter? Kraven? Why would you think Karav has anything to do with Shvuas Bitoy? Why would you think you have to make a Shvuas Bitoy Bifnei Bezdin? You would think that someone that's Pasul Eidos can't make a Shvuas Bitoy a Shvuas Shav. So the truth is, you can't fully appreciate the answer to the question until tomorrow's daf, Perek Shvuas Eidos. Because really it's a segue. The next Perek, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow's daf is Shvuas Eidos. Shvuas Eidos is a parasha of Shvuas in the Torah that involves saying Eidos. And being that involves saying Eidos, the only person that's subject to the laws of Shvuas Eidos is someone that's a kosher A. So there, there's Allah, it's only Neheges Banoshim V'loi Benoshim, because a woman is a Pasul A. Birchaikim V'loi B'Kreif. There, there's a concept of maybe Bifnei Bezin, because Eidos has to be Bifnei Bezin. So we're just contrasting with what we're going to say. We're going to say that Shvuas Eidos has laws that are Eidos related. It's governed by Hilchas Eidos. As a result, we just say that Shvuas Bitoy and Shvuas Shav is not governed by Hilchos Eidos. Either way, Zok to Gemara, a classic. Amash Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kala oina amin acha shvua, kamaitzi shvua mi pivdami. If Reuven goes over to Shimon, and he tells Shimon, swear that you did not eat today. And Shimon says, Amen. Amen. He says, Amen. So what's the halach? It's as if he himself made the shvua. And he's going to be governed by all Hilchos Shvuas. Shvuas Bitoy, Shvuas Shav. So, even if you yourself don't say the Shvua, you just answer Amen to somebody else's Shvua. The halacha is, Kala oina Amen acha Shvua, Kemaitzi Shvua mi pivdami. The Chsev and Shmuel had a makar. Va'amra ha'isha, Amen, Amen. Shmuel said, because in the parasha of Soita, the pasuk says, V'shpia ha'koyim. That not only would the woman have to say in Bezin that she's clean, that she wasn't Mezana, she would swear. And it's interesting, because you don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah says the woman actually swore. It says, Vishbi Oysa HaKoyen. But you know what happened? She said, Amen, Vamra Isha, Amen, Amen. Amen is her way of swearing. So you see that, Kala Oyna, Amen, Acha Shvua, Kemaitzi Shvua Mi Piv Dami. Who said it? Shmuel said it. So we had Shmuel's big halach and Hilchah Shvuas, and Av Chavav Amid Beis, Gomar Beliba Yitzarach Shiyaitzi Shvua Mi Piv, and Shmuel the Amoyer is darshaning Psukim, Shenemar Levate Bisvasayim. Here you have another Shmuel where he's darshaning Psukim, another big time halacha, where Shmuel said, Kala Oyna, Amen, Acha Shvua, Kemaitzi. Even though Shmuel said and Shmuel's an Amora, I have a raya to Shmuel from a Braisa, and I have a raya to Shmuel from a Mishnah. Dik Tani, because the Mishnah says Shvuas Eidos Neheges Banoshim V'Lo Benoshim. What Shvuas Eidos? We're gonna have to wait for tomorrow. But Shvuas Eidos is Neheges Banoshim V'Lo Benoshim Berchaykin V'Lo Bekraven. Being that Shvuas Eidos is essentially a person swearing that he doesn't know Eidos, so it's Neheges only by men, not by women, because women are Pasul Eidos. Berchaikim v'lei b'kraven, because kraven are Pasul Eidos. Bikshen v'lei b'psulim, because psulim are Pasul Eidos. Veinu neheges ala b'ruin lehed. You have to be someone that's able to say Eidos. Ubifnei bezin, v'shaloi bifnei bezin, mi pi atzmoi, umi pi acherim. It doesn't matter if you swore or somebody else was mashpia you, but einon chayovin ad sheyichberu b'hen b'bezin divin ramin. When this person in the parashat Shvuas Eidos denies
knowing Eidos, he has to deny it in Bez. Tanya b'Brayso, so we learned in another Brayso, Shvuos Eidos Ketzad, Omel Eidim Boi V'Hayiduni. If someone goes over to Eidim and says, say Eidos on my behalf, and they swear, Shvuos Einanu Yoidin L'cha Eidos, Oisha Amor Einanu Yoidin L'cha Eidos, Mashbiya Ani Aleichem, and the person Mashbiya, then V'Amor, they say, Amen, Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Mipi Atzmoi, Bein Mipi Acherim, Kiven Shekofru Behen Chayovim. Devira Meir. So we have a steer and a mayor. I don't understand. Do you have to make the shvua yourself, or do you not have to make the shvua yourself? Kashan hadadi elolav shmami no hada ana amen hadali ana amen. The difference between the two members must be: in one case, the person was mashpia you and you said amen. In the other case, the person was mashpia you and you didn't say amen. It comes down to the amen. So even though Shmuel and Amira said it, and really there's nothing mafurish anywhere where it says that you have to say amen. But in order to reconcile this apparent stira, there must be a nafkamina between somebody mashbiya you and you saying amen, and somebody being mashbiya you and you not saying amen. Amar Avinu Mishmei Derava Masnisa the Hacha Nami Deika. You don't have to go to the halacha of Shvuos Eidos, which is really the topic of the next week, but Yishmaka topic. But you can prove it from this mission itself, because how else did you learn this mission? The Katani Shvuos Bitei Nehegas Banasham Ubanasham Birchaykim Ubikrayvim Bikshem Ubabsulim Bifnei Bezin Vishaloi Bifnei Bezin Mipiatzmai. The mission was very clear that Shvuas Bita and Shvuas Shav is only a chal if you yourself make the Shvuah. But if somebody else is mashbia you, there is no parsha. V'ktani Seifa, and what did the Seifa say? Zeh v'zeh, much b'mipi acherim chayim. That if somebody else is mashbia, you're going to be chayim. Kashan hadadi. Is Shvuas Bita and Shvuas Shav only chal if you yourself make the Shvuah? Or could somebody else say the word Shvuah? Swear that what you're saying is true, and that in itself would take the effect of Shvuah, even though the one who's saying loy oichal or loy ochalti or whatever isn't the one that says shvuah, right? Kashan adadi el lav shmami no hada ana amen hada loy ana amen. But the Gemara says el shvuah my kamash malon. Is it in a mefurish mission? And by the way, the mission says mefurish va'amar amen chayev. It's not like Shmuel was being mechadish the word amen. The mission even said the nuance, the distinction between the reish and the seif of the Mishnah is, did you say amen or not? So at the end of the day, Shmuel said a chiddush. Chalayna amen acha shvuah kemaitzis shvuah mipivdami. By the way, the raid on this, we'll get to Mietz Hashem in Perek Shvuah Se'edus, Duran Nidorim Daf Beis, this fester raid on this. So this is a big halacha. Shmuel said a very big chiddush. But at the end of the day, Tainas the Gemara, how else could you read this Mishnah that we just learned? We have a Mishnah that says on the one hand, Shvuah Bita Shvuah Shav is only noyeg if you're a mujbi Rebbe Atzmai. And then the Mishnah says, even if somebody else is mashbiyah, if you say amen, you're going to be chayav. Aha, that's Shmuel's halacha. So it's not Shmuel's chiddush then. It's a mafurish Mishnah. So what is Shmuel? What's he contributing really to this chiddush? And why is it attributed to Shmuel? Zok de Gemara, you're right. Dukya de masnis and kamash malon. Shmuel wasn't saying his own chiddush. Shmuel knew that he was piggybacking off a Mishnah. He was coming to explain a Mishnah. Shmuel was just saying that I want you to be clear. Understand the distinction that the Mishnah is trying to make. The Mishnah is being mechalek between a mushba mipi acherim where you didn't say the word amen to a mushba mipi acherim where you did say the word amen. If you say amen, that's like shemei ka'ayin and hilchas brachas. Or maybe it's not like Shemei Ka'in and Hilchas Brachas. We'll have to wait for the raid. But the point is, there's a concept of Kala Oina Amen Acha Shvua Kemoitzi Shvua Mipivdami. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, a real festa Shvua Shtayim. Hadron Aloch Shvua Shtayim, a real Geshmaka Perek. But before we end, just a little bit of raid. So we had here another festa daf here in Perek Shvua Shtayim Basra, which gets into some intense Shvua Sugyas, but I was thinking, rather than focus on the intense Shvua Sugyas, there's actually a few light tidbits that we could take out of today's daf, hashtag tucked away, and maybe we'll just speak out a few lighter ha'aras. Number one, the Mishnah, when it went through the list of Shvua Shav, so you have the classic case of Shvua Shav, Nishba L'shanis Sayyidu L'ad, for example, a person says, regarding an Amud Shel Evan, Shvua Shav's up, or there's a man and he swears that it's a woman, or there's a woman and he swears that she's really a man, or a person swears about something that's not possible. He swears he saw a gomel that was perech ba'aver, or he saw a nochosh that was kekoiras be'sabat. Those are examples of shvuah shav. And then the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says a nishba levatel as hamitzvah. In addition to all the lumdus that we've seen regarding a nishba levatel as hamitzvah, if a person swears that he's going to be levatel a mitzvah, he's over shvuah shav. And the Mishnah gives examples. Nishba levatel as hamitzvah. For example, shaloi lasoy sukkah. A person
person swears, I will not make a sukkah. Vishalolita lulav. He swears he's not going to take lulav. Shalolanich tefillin. He swears he's not going to put on tefillin. Zu hi shvuah shav. Those are examples of shvuah shav. I think there's a very obvious deal in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah, kigoin shaloi lasois sukkah. Now, we're all familiar with the mitzvah of sukkah. But the mitzvah of sukkah is not to build a sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is to sit in a sukkah. So the chura, wouldn't the appropriate language have been not nishba shaloi lasoi sukkah, but rather nishba shaloi eshev bat sukkah? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam's lashon, we'll get to the Rambam soon more in detail. But when the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam says kigoyim she nishba, I'm forwarding shaloi eshev bat sukkah v'chagas sukkos, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is bat sukkah is teishvu shivas yomim, to sit in a sukkah. Why does the Mishnah say that the person swore shaloi lasoi sukkah? There's another Gemara, Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Peivav Amud Aleph. Well-known Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bamed Var Mamurim. When is it that a person only gets 39 Malkus? That's B'mitzvah Zloisas. Alpha B'mitzvah Zasei. So you don't punish a person after the fact, but to prevent a person from violating a mitzvah Zasei, you could punish somebody. Kigoy. Sha'oimim Layasei Sukkah Ve'ene Yoisa. If there's a person that says, I will not build a sukkah, or Lula Ve'ene, I'm not willing to take lulav, makinoisai, we can hit him, atcha teitzei nafshoi. Not only 39 malkus, but we can beat him even beyond. There's no halacha of malkus, arbam, chasarachas, but what's the lashon? The lashon is this person wanted to be mevatel mitzvah. What was the bitul mitzvah that he wanted to do? Kigoy, sha'oimim le asei sukkah, ve'eno yoisa. Asei sukkah? L'chura, it's not asei sukkah, it's sit in a sukkah. Why is this lashon nishba shalei eshev basukkah or kigoyin sha'omer le'asei sukkah ve'enayos? So at first glance, person, you'd probably shteltsu Tosfos and Masechtas Sukkah daf mem vav amud aleph. The Gemara over there brings a brisa. The brisa says that when a person builds a sukkah, ha'isa sukkah la'atzmi, oimer baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu b'zman hazeh. Nichnas le'shavah, when he sits down in the sukkah, he makes the bracha, shekhed yichonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu le'shev ba'sukkah. Now that's not the minig Yisrael. The halach and shulchan aruch is that you don't make the shechiyanu when you build a sukkah, you make the shechiyanu, at the same time you make the le'shev ba'sukkah. So the first night sukkah is you sit down in your sukkah, you make a le'shev ba'sukkah, and you make a shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu b'zman hazeh. But Medina the Gemara, the halacha is you make the shachiyanu when you build a sukkah, you make the leish basukkah when you sit in the sukkah. Taisva says, v'ikotanu detoni b'Yerushalmi b'perek haraya. There's a Yerushalmi in the ninth perek of Masechtas Berachos that says as follows, asah la'atzmai, when a person builds a sukkah, mevarech lasos sukkah. No, when a person builds a sukkah, you don't only make a shachiyanu, you make a bracha lasoi sukkah. So the Yerushalmi would seem to be of the opinion, that you make a birchas ha-mitzvahs when you build a sukkah, implying that building a sukkah is a mitzvah. So if building a sukkah is a mitzvah, v'haraya, you make a birchas ha-mitzvahs. So this Mishnah, the diyuk in the Mishnah that we just learned, and the diyuk in the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, at first glance would seem to be going b'shitas Yerushalmi. But the truth is that this Yerushalmi is a very big kiddush. Because if you look up the Yerushalmi inside, the Yerushalmi says that any time a person does any hechsher mitzvah, you always make a bracha. In other words, pshat in the Yerushalmi is not that making a sukkah is a mitzvah. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that making a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah, but when a person does a hechsher mitzvah, he makes a berachas mitzvah. It's a chiddush in berachas mitzvah that even though hechsher mitzvah is only usually a hechsher mitzvah, and you don't make a brach on hechsher mitzvah, at least so you would think, you make the brach on a real mitzvah, kamash mo'an the Yerushalmi that you make a brach on a hechsher mitzvah. But over here, nishba levatalas mitzvah, you have regarding a nishba levatalas a hechsher mitzvah? At first glance, not. It has to be a real nishba levatalas mitzvah. Makin oisei achetetzei nafshi for a hechsher mitzvah? So I don't think the Yerushalmi is going to help you. It's true there's a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi that says that you make a birchas mitzvah on asiyah sukkah. But the Yerushalmi also says you make a birchas mitzvah when you make tefillin. The Yerushalmi also says you make a birchas mitzvah when you put together your dalet minin. Aye, that's not a mitzvah. No one's going to tell you that's a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. The teretz is Yerushalmi holds a chiddush in berachas mitzvahs. But what does that have to do with nishba levatalas mitzvah? What does that have to do with the halacha of makinoisei achetetzei nafshoi? Elamai, l'chura, at first glance, it's mashma that we're making a mistake. We think there's no mitzvah to build. There is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Building a sukkah maybe is not just a heksher mitzvah. Maybe building a sukkah really is a mitzvah. It's true, it says in the Torah, b'sukkah teish v'shev az yomim, but it's mevur in this Mishnah, shvuas daf chavtes amin aleph, and in the Gemara k'subas daf v'yivav amin aleph, that in addition to the mitzvah that you do with your sukkah, when you sit in a sukkah, there's also a mitzvah to build a sukkah. And the makar to it, by the way, would be chagas sukkah is tasalcha. So you do find the lashon asiyah in relation to the mitzvah of sukkahs. So l'chura, at first glance, there would seem to be a diuk, that sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah. You know what makes the diuk? Davni Nezer. Davni Nezer in a tshuva says, and it's the middle of the tshuva, it's the 10th thing that he was responding to the shayel. U'masha kosav oy, da'asiyas ha'sukkah in a mitzvah klal. He says, he's mafalful a little bit, and then he concludes, Abo man nasa, de loshen ha-mishna b'shvu es tafchof tes amin alev, nishba levatul es ha-mitzvah, shaloi lasoi sukkah. To me, it's checkmate. Man nasa. I don't know how you're going to find for that mishnah. Because it sounds to me that it's not a heksher mitzvah. Because nishba levatul es ha-heksher mitzvah, the halach is not going to be that it's a shvua shav. It has to be a nishba levatul es ha-mitzvah. Something you can get away without building a sukkah. If asiyas ha-sukkah is not a mitzvah, somebody else can make it for you. You just can't get away without sitting in a sukkah. And if the Mishnah says nishba levatul es ha-mitzvah, is nishba shaloi es ha-sukkah, then l'chura, at first glance, it would seem that asiyas sukkah is a mitzvah. It's not just a hechshem. It's interesting because this Avni Nezer is well known. I heard this Avni Nezer 20 years ago. It's a well-known Avni Nezer. But you know why it's well-known? For a diuk that Avni Nezer makes in a Rashi in Masechtas Makkos. So Makkos Toivim learns in Yeshiva. So there's a diuk in a Rashi in Masechtas Makkos, Dav Ches Amud Aleph, that's famous b'shem Avni Nezer. The context over there is the Gemara is discussing hacking holtz, chopping wood for a sukkah. So the Gemara says that Chatovas Eitzim, even for a sukkah, is not a mitzvah. So Rashi says, therefore, ein hachatova mitzvah, elo asiyas ha-sukkah. Diuk in Rashi. Rashi was saying that hacking the holtz is not the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Rashi didn't say sitting. Rashi said making the sukkah. So there's a diuk in Rashi. It's mefursim b'shem Avni Nezer. That Avni Nezer was medayik in this Rashi. The Rashi held sitting in a sukkah is a sukkah. Now it's this Avni Nezer that I just read. And the Avni Nezer makes the diuk. But I looked up the Avni Nezer for the first time inside. And that's not his ikur diuk. His ikur diuk is our Mishnah. His ikur diuk is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Example is shaloi lasi sukkah. It's not just a diuk in a Rashi. It's a mefurish Mishnah. Where the Mishnah seems to say that it's not just a heksher mitzvah, because if it was a heksher mitzvah, it wouldn't be shvua shav. Because it would mean it's possible to get around it. Shvua shav is only if it's efsher. It's not possible. Just like you can't see a camel fly, it's not possible for you to not do this mitzvah. Must be we're talking about an ikur mitzvah, not an heksher mitzvah. The Mishnah's lost initially last says that's the first dara. A diak in our Mishnah talked away that asiyas asukkah might not just be a heksher mitzvah, it might be a real mitzvah. And Avi Nez, if you want to look it up inside, it's an Erechaim Simin Tof Nun Tes, Sivkot Yud, Sivkot Yud Aleph, Sivkot Yud Beis, he has an Arichos, but Bekitzer, his primary right, man nasa, how are you going to have to end this rash? If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, so the Rambam goes through examples of Shvuah Shav. He breaks it down into four categories. He says, I have four categories of Shvuah Shav. Shlishis, what's the third one? Shenishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. Person swears he's giving a levatel ha-mitzvah. Ketzad, listen to the Lashon Rambam, Lashon Yazov, Gigoin Shenishba shlo yisatev batzitzis. He swears he's not going to put on tzitzis. Vishlo yilbash tefillin. Vishalo Yeshev Basuka, Yeshev, Bechagasukas, Vilo Yoichel Matzah, Balelia Pesach, Oi, Sheyesane Beshabasois Vyomim Taivim. Or he swears that he's going to fast on Shabbos Vyontif, Vechen Kolka Yitzvazah. So the Rambam added to what we have in our Mishnah. He also tweaked. He doesn't have Shalay Esa Sukkah, but rather he says Shalay Yeshev Basukah. But regardless, the Rambam has it a little bit different than we have it. The Poiskin, and really the first one to make the stick was the Rajba. The Rashba in the Tshuva was medayik from this Rambam. The Rambam gave an example of nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah oishe yis'ane b'shabbos v'yom tovim. He said that you see in the Rambam that to eat a suda on Shabbos is a mitzvah esei d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah number one, and it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because the Rambam says that if a person swears that he's going to be mevatel a mitzvah d'rabbanon, it's not shvua shav. So the Rambam's discussing examples of shvua shav, and he says a person swore she yis'ane b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Zoisei meres. L'chura, the Rambam must have held that there's a mitzvah essay de'oi raisa te'ir esuda. Zokkab kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchah Shabbos, and as a goyis, simin reish ayin, he doesn't hear the diuk. The Rambam didn't say a person swore he's not going to eat a suda. What did the Rambam say? He swore he's going to fast. What you could be medayik in the Rambam is you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos V'yontif. And if you fast on Shabbos V'yontif, you're being over some da'iraisa. But that is a chiv tira suda? No. Just don't fast. There's a fine line between eating a seven-course meal and fasting. So the Rambam didn't say you have a chiv to fast. As a matter of fact, Reb Kiveika says, let's be medayik the Rambam. When the Rambam's talking about matzah, he's v'lo yoichel matzah b'lo yoichel pesach. And then he doesn't say, oi, shes nishba shlo yechel pas b'shabbos v'yontiv, or shlo yechel tafshilin, oi she yisana. What he's saying is you're not allowed to fast. So emechinam, it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos v'yontiv, you can't fast past chatzos, right? Past kiddush, if you can't fast past chatzos, so there's a certain time to, you know, that's in Nisadei Raisa, that's mavur in this Rambam. But that there's a chiv to eat a suda that night. And the truth is, whenever you talk about eating, the chiv dei raisa to eat on Shabbos, so really the conversation has to be broken up into three parts, I think. Number one, yayin. Do you have to drink wine? Since Tali, if Zohar Seyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy, the Chiyuv Kiddush Hayoyim, that even women are Chayivim, but the Chiyuv Kiddush Hayoyim, is it Dafka Al Hayayin, or is it Laf Dafka Al Hayayin? Now the Gemara says Achrei Al Hayayin, but Kiyadua, Stiris HaTaisus, is a whole discussion in Shas, whether it's Midday Raisa that has to be on Yayin, it's only Midday Rabban. The second Shaila is a Suda. You have to sit down and wash. L'chamishno, Shalosh Sudois. What's the gather of that chiv? Certainly a chiv de rabbanon. Again, on a deraisa level, is it a chiv de raisa? It's not a chiv de raisa. And then there's a third category, and that's called fasting. And says Rabbi Kiveger, the only thing I see in this Rambam is you can't fast. But beyond that, not. And just one final aura. So the Gemara mentioned tzitzis. Tzitzis is shkula kineget the tariag mitzvahs. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't say, do mitzvah, or even all the mitzvahs, because it could have been a little bit misleading, because you would have thought that maybe what he meant was tzitzis, well, that's what Klai Yisrael would have argued, and tzitzis is shakul call the mitzvahs. So Rashi famously brings in Chumash, the pasuk says, v'hoyu lechem letzitzis, u'ri'isa moysoi, u'schartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. Says Rashi, what's the kesher between tzitzis and kol mitzvahs Hashem? Sheminyin gematria shel tzitzis, sheish meyos. The gematria, the word tzitzis, is 600. V'shmoyna chutin, the 8 strings, the chamisha ksharim, and the 5 knots, hare taryak. So you have the 600 tzitzis, is 600, easy math, plus the 8 and the 5, you end up with 613. The balaturim brings the remez as well. That's this idea that tzitzis somehow shokul keneged taryak mitzis. But I'm going to tell you a fascinating balaturim. The pasuk says, u'isa moysar, u'schartem es kol mitzvah sashem. Says the balaturim, kol mitzvah sashem, oyla tofresh yud beis. The words kol mitzvahs Hashem is begematria 612. Anoichi v'lo yelcha mipi akvura shamanu. Ad kan divrei habalaturim. So the pasuk says tzitzis urisa moisa uschartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. By wearing tzitzis, you can remember all the mitzvahs of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kol mitzvahs Hashem is oyla tofresh yud beis. Anoichi v'lo yelcha mipi akvura shamanu. Now it's interesting. Surah Mei Simcha Meshachachma brings the same gematria. Doesn't quote the Balaturim. He's mechamed the Balaturim a lot. He brings the Balaturim's gematria. Kol mitzvahs Hashem is oila tofresh yud beis, and he says tzitzis is one of the 613 mitzvahs. So risa moisoi. When you see the tzitzis uschartem as kol mitzvahs Hashem, it's going to remind you of the other 600. You don't need to be reminded of the mitzvah of tzitzis when you see the tzitzis because you see it. It's going to remind you of the other 612. But the Balaturim doesn't say that. Balaturim is saying something. He's saying risa moisoi. Uzchartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Kol mitzvahs Hashem is oyla tofresh yud beis. Anoichi v'layir lecha mipi akvurim shemanu. So I always thought that what the Baal Turim meant was as follows. He meant that anoichi v'layir lecha, for some reason, is treated as one mitzvah. And that one mitzvah, you don't need to be reminded of when you see the tzitzis. So the 612 mitzvahs that you need to be reminded of when you see the tzitzis, that it's going to remind you of. But why is it 612? It's taryag. Because now we hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? So I always thought based on maybe what the Rambam says in Shmoyne Prakim, that any Yid who doesn't believe in Teres Moshe, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biyodua, Shalai Amdua, Voice of Alar Sinai. The Kash is from Kairach, but Biyodua, Shalai Amdua, Voice of Alar Sinai. Because being that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisich HaMeretz Mitzrayim, Lo'yil L'chay Elihim Acher Ma'ponoi. It's for that reason, it's not possible for a Yid to forget it. And if a Yid can't forget it, and you somehow, it means you're not a Yid. It's back in the envelope of arithmetic. Because from a Yid's perspective, it's not Shaykh. So maybe does Okta Bala Turim, as Okta Shtikal Alumnus. Urisem, boy, so you're going to remember Tofresh Yud Beis. Aye, Tofresh Yud Gimel. No, because one of them you don't need to remember. Because one of them you can't ever forget. It's not, Vagam B'chayaminu La'oilam, it's not possible for a Yid to forget. Anoichi Hashem Elikecha. Deep down, there's a pintle of Yid that we all have inside of us that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because our Zaydis stood at our Sinai, Mushbevay Mimar Sinai. It's not possible for a Yid
need to go away from that. So that's why the remez is not tough reshut gimel, because you don't need a remez for all tough reshut gimel. The remez is really only tough reshut base. But what always bothered me, what I never understood was, we know the Gemara in the Masechtas Makdis. The Gemara says, Torah Tzivalonu Moish, Torah's Begamatri 611, that's the other two. So then, it shouldn't be tough reshut base, it should be tough reshut aleph, based on a well-known Gemara, a Gemara that everybody knows in the end of Masechtas Makdis. Yogati Yomotzasi, I looked around, and I found in the Feldheim edition of the Baal HaTura, he brings the Kfar Omdu al Divrei Rabbeinu, the Imke Nisharu Tof Resh Yud Aleph Mitzvahs. Meaning he understood the Baal HaTura the way we understood the Baal HaTura, that the Baal HaTura is coming to say, that we don't need Schira for that. So we only need Schira for Tof Resh Yud Beis. But the problem is, based on the Gemara in Seif Makis, it's not Tof Resh Yud Beis that we need Schira for, it's Tof Resh Yud Aleph. Okay, Akash on the Baal HaTura. But I'll just tell you something very interesting, and that is, the Pasuk says, in the end of Parshas B'chukosah, listen to this, Eila HaMitzvois, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. It's the last Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Eila HaMitzvois, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. Zok the Baal HaTurim, Mitzvois, the word Mitzvois, B'miluy Ha'oisiyos, if you spell it out, Mem as in Mem, Tzadik is Tzadik Dalid Yud, Vav is Vav, Tof is Tof Yud Vav, Oyle Tof Reish Yud Beis. You get 612. V'hu b'gamatria talmidei chachomim, al shem chacham lev yikach mitzvois. So the word mitzvois has in it a remez to Tof Reish Yud Beis. Because mitzvois b'milu yo'osiyos is Tof Reish Yud Beis, it's the same gamatria as talmidei chachomim, maha kesher ben talmidei chachomim and mitzvois, it's a pasuk, chacham lev yikach mitzvois. And this Baal HaTura I always thought was Sisrei Torah. Because we know it's not Tof Reish Yud Beis mitzvois, it's Tof Reish Yud Gimel mitzvois. That's the Gemara in Seif Makis. We had it in today's daf, and even though the Ramban in his Sheresh HaRishon says he's not sure if everybody agrees with Taryag, but it's Taryag. It's not Taryab. It's not Tof Reish Yud Beis. So what does the Baal HaTura mean? What's Pshat? I'm going to tell you Emes of Pshat. What does the Pasuk say? Eila HaMitzvois Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Bar Sinai. The Pasuk is describing the mitzvahs that Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael all the mitzvahs with the exception of Anoichi V'lo Yilcha. Now Pashut, the Anoichi V'lo Yilcha is two mitzvahs, the way the Gemara has in the Masechtas Makis. But this is the Baal HaTura L'shitasay in Parsha Shlach, where the Baal HaTura said that it's Tof Reish Yud Beis. Anoichi V'lo Yilcha and his minyan HaMitzvahs was one. It wasn't two. If it's one, then how many mitzvahs did we hear from Moshe Rabbeinu? Not Tof Reish Yud Aleph. We heard Tof Reish Yud Beis. Zok de Baal HaTura. Eila HaMitzvois. Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisro. Mitzvois is Begematria Tof Reish Yud Beis.